that Trump had dictated a statement to some. Look, there are, we've had them on the show, there are phenomenal Trump impersonators vocally and in writing apparently now. So
well,
that was
Trump's
making
not
the rounds.
On Twitter now himself. And so people cut and paste everything from Truth Social. So anyway, we had fun with that. It is a funny statement, not officially attributed to Donald Trump, although I think he should endorse that one because it's really good. Tomorrow's guest, Ann Coulter, Noah Rothman, should be a lot of fun rolling you into the weekend on Friday. Buck, I don't know. We'll see how Biden handles things over the weekend. This is not going to allow him to go out to his Delaware beach house, right? Surely they're not going to let him fly around anywhere after they were so angry at Trump for, remember, leaving the hospital and riding back to the White House when he had COVID. Surely they're not going to let Biden leave the basement.
How is it possible that so many millions and millions of libs all across the country just still have zero chill about all of this? Like, they just will not calm down. It's all going to be okay. The thing that doesn't make it okay, Clay, is that the Democrats keep freaking out. They need to calm down.
Amen.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
The founder of MyPillow, Mike Lindell, wants to give back to his loyal customers. The latest offer? Well, the biggest bed sheet sale ever. This sale is on the MyPillow Percal sheets that are available in a variety of colors and sizes. The queen size regular price, $89.98, now only $39.98 with our promo code Clay and Buck. Very limited supply, so order now because when they're gone, they're gone.
The MyPillow Percal sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel, perfect for summer nights. They also have deep pockets to fit over any mattress. The sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee.
Supplies limited, so go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener special square and use the promo code Clay and Buck.
There are other deep discounts on all MyPillow products or call 800-792-3269 and use promo code Clay and Buck. That's 800-792-3269.
Greetings, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, founder of Rough Greens here, and the miracle of our dogs is that they don't want our money or our things, they just want to spend time with us. And Rough Greens can help with all kinds of health problems, like stinky breath, achy joints, digestive problems, low energy, dull coats, just to name a few. Forgive me for saying this, but Rough Greens is amazing because the results are amazing. I formulated it with live omega oils, essential vitamins, minerals, powerful probiotics, digestive enzymes, and tons of antioxidants. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just sprinkle on a scoop of Rough Greens. Folks, I'm so committed to helping your dog that my dogs and I are going to offer Rough Greens for free. That's right. We'll send your dog a free Jumpstart trial bag, and yes, your dog will love it. You just cover the shipping. Hey, our total focus is to help your loyal furry friend have more time with you. Try our free Jumpstart trial bag by going to roughgreens.com. That's R-U-F-F-Greens.com.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP.
Live from the
South
Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip,
AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kent Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. President Biden has the coronavirus. Speaking to reporters, First Lady Jill Biden says her husband is doing well after testing positive.
I talked to him just a few minutes ago. He's doing fine. He's feeling good. I tested negative this morning. I am going to keep my schedule. I am, according to CDC guidelines, I am keeping masks.
Speaking at a White House news conference, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president is expected to be fine.
The president is fully vaccinated and twice boosted. So I anticipate that he will respond favorably, as most maximally protected patients do.
There's no word on where the president may have contracted the virus. Also at townhall.com, on Wednesday while in Pennsylvania, President Biden says climate change is posing a clear and present danger. Greg Clugston has more.
Standing at the future site of an offshore wind industry manufacturing plant, the president talked about the danger of extreme heat and the promise of clean energy. The White House climate plan fell apart when Democratic Senator Joe Manchin refused to support it. But Mr. Biden vowed to use his executive powers in the absence of congressional action. Even though he didn't declare a climate emergency, as activists want him to do, the president said he views the issue as an emergency. Greg Clugston with the president in Somerset, Massachusetts.
New York health officials reporting a polio case, the first in the U.S. in nearly a decade. Officials did not immediately offer details on who the Rockland County resident was, whether the person was vaccinated, or their current condition. A seesaw day on Wall Street. The Dow now up 21 points. The NASDAQ ahead 120. More at townhall.com.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Thursday. Good to have you with us. Lots of breaking news to talk about, including the president testing positive for COVID-19. We will get to that in due course. If you are like me and you have picked up gas at your local convenience store or at Smith's, you will find that the cost of a gallon of gasoline has come down. The national average, $4.46 per gallon. That's down 50 cents from a month ago. Here in Nevada, it's $5.22 per gallon, 40 cents down from a month ago. The question is it going to keep coming down? And how badly has this president botched our energy policy? For that, we check in with Peter Flaherty, the chairman of the National Legal and Policy Center, and he joins us. Peter, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you, Kevin.
First of all, what is the National Legal and Policy Center?
Well, our mission is to expose corruption, and we have a corporate project, and we are shareholder activists, and in that way, we've got involved in the energy issue. We had a shareholder proposal at ConocoPhillips this year, and we made the case that Conoco is bowing to the green activists and to the administration, and they should get a backbone and stand up for their own product, which is fossil fuels.
Wow. Peter Flaherty joining us, the chairman of the National Legal and Policy Center. How badly has this president screwed up our energy policy?
Kevin, the United States has more oil than Saudi Arabia. We have plenty of oil. We have plenty of gas. Since he's come to office, President Biden has done every conceivable thing to undercut production, and that's where we are now.
I want to ask you about the president, because he has blamed everybody, including Big Oil, your local convenience store, everybody but himself. Where is the blame for what has happened, the fact that we're paying over $5 a gallon here in Nevada?
Well, let's just look at the record. The first thing he did in office was to cancel the Keystone XL pipeline. At the same time, he was supporting the Nord Stream pipeline in Europe, which transports gas from Russia to Germany and the rest of Europe. He stopped offshore oil drilling. He ended leasing of public lands for oil drilling. He's drained the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which has been a huge mistake. It's supposed to be there in time of war. I can't think of a time when world tensions were worse, yet Biden has drained this thing for political purposes. Maybe it's helped with the price of gas a little bit, but it's left us in a very precarious situation. From the day he was sworn in, his appointees have done everything to stop the production of energy. Gary Gensler is the chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission. He's proposed a rule that would make every public company in this country disclose their so-called climate risk, make them accept a false premise and engage in an effectively political exercise. And the whole point of the exercise is to vilify fossil fuels so that production can be reduced even more. Now, I think that the administration is running into something called reality. I don't know if they realize it or not, but you cannot power the United States with wind or solar energy. We have to drill. We have no choice. And the world's economy and the world's security is dependent on our ability to produce energy.
And is it kind of all of the above? Is that what you envision being the solution to our problems?
Well, I mean, that term sounds good, but what's it mean? Does that mean more solar and more wind? Well, if that's the case, I'm against it. We have to produce more fossil fuels. We have to drill more for oil and gas. It's as simple as that. The only bright spot in Biden's energy policies has been his support for nuclear power. There have been a number of plants around the country that have been scheduled to be closed, which are now going to get a new lease on life, and there's a federal program to help them do that. And even the Biden administration has recognized that that's part of our long-term solution. But the term is long-term. You just can't turn a nuke on or build a new one. It takes years. We're facing a crisis now. The world was on the verge of an energy crisis before Russia went into Ukraine, and it was the result of first world activists preventing fossil fuel extraction companies from investing, from getting insurance, and from basically being able to conduct their business as any other business in the country can.
Peter Flaherty joining us, chairman of the National Legal and Policy Center. We're talking about the price of a gallon of gasoline. The president almost broke his arm trying to pat himself on the back after the price of a gallon of gasoline went down 40 or 50 cents a gallon. First of all, is that sustainable? I mean, is that something that's going to continue in your view?
Well, once the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is empty, it's empty. I think it's ironic that the president blamed everybody else for rising gas prices. But now that prices are coming down a bit, he's trying to claim credit. The White House is so out of touch that it thinks that Americans are going to celebrate when gas gets down to $4. Well, I'm not. I don't think $4 a gallon is a very good bargain. When Biden took office, gas was $2.39.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? And then the president goes hat in hand to the Middle East, begging for more oil. What do you make of that? And do you think OPEC and the folks in the Middle East will give us more oil?
Well, it's really scary to think about. Biden botched our energy policy so thoroughly that he's now upsetting the entire world order. He wants to sign a bad nuclear deal with Iran, in hopes that the mullahs will be able to get their oil to market. His underlings went down to Venezuela and begged a tin pot despot to pump more oil. Last week, he went hat in hand to Saudi Arabia after the crown prince would not take his phone calls. He then made the trip about human rights. Now, I'm all for a focus on human rights, but if the purpose of your trip is to get more oil, you don't fist pump the crown prince and then call him a murderer. Europe is facing an energy emergency because of its dependence on the Nord Stream pipeline. Biden supported that pipeline, and he killed the Keystone. And, of course, Putin would have never gone into Ukraine unless Biden was not perceived to be so weak and confused.
Do you buy this notion floated by the president that a part of these high gas prices is the war in Ukraine? Nobody seems to give that much credence. I'm wondering what you think about it.
Well, it has some role, but we were on the verge of a crisis anyways. Gas prices were high before Russia went into Ukraine. And when you live on the edge, as Biden is doing with our energy policies, when you have a crisis, things can get very bad. And that's what we're seeing now.
I want to ask you, because the president's tried to pin this thing, this whole oil thing, on everybody but himself. One of the groups that he has gone after has been big oil, the convenience stores that they're gouging, they're price gouging. Have you seen any evidence of that, that big oil is in some sort of conspiracy to raise the price of a gallon of gasoline?
Well, I mean, going after gas stations has to be the worst target of all time. Biden tweeted on January 2nd that the companies running gas stations should bring down the price you are charging. Well, oil companies don't own gas stations, by and large. They own 211 out of 57,000 branded stations in this country. The retailer makes about 2 cents a gallon, maybe a little more. They really don't make money on gas. The gas pumps are there to get you to go, so you'll come in and buy some coffee or a candy bar, in which the markup is much higher. The federal gas tax is 18.4 cents. State gas taxes go between 20 and 40 cents. And even the Exxons and the Chevrons of the world make less than that per gallon of gas. The government gets more for doing nothing than the oil companies do for extracting the product, refining it, and getting it to market.
In our final couple of minutes, I want to ask you about something that has come up just in the last couple of months, and that is that a number of big oil companies, ExxonMobil, ConocoPhillips, are actually supporting the possibility of a carbon tax. What do you think of that?
Yeah, we raised that at the ConocoPhillips annual meeting. We called it there the dumbest idea ever. In some ways, big oil's political antenna is worse than Biden's, if that's possible. They are proposing a carbon tax. And what's behind this is that they're trying to appease their critics. They're trying to make peace with the activists and the bureaucrats who are trying to put them out of business. And I think it's a very poor strategy. They should be making the case for the moral case for fossil fuels, and making the case that no matter how rapidly these other technologies develop, we are still going to need more fossil fuels for decades to come. It's as simple as that. And why they won't make that case, I don't know. They're instead acting like they've done something wrong, or acting like tobacco executives, which is far from reality. As far as I'm concerned, the people running these countries, companies, should be encouraged. And in a way, what they're doing is heroic, especially since they've been beat up so badly by the government and by the activists, and they've actually had their capital squeezed off by the BlackRocks of the world, but yet they persevere. And it's probably more applicable to the independent oilmen and the small and mid-cap companies than it is to the Exxons and Chevrons of the world. But we need them all. It's as simple as that.
Again, Peter Flaherty joining us, the chairman of the National Legal and Policy Center. If I could wrinkle my nose and make you the energy czar, the gas czar in America, to get the price of a gallon of gasoline to come down sustainably, where it's down at $2.38 like it was under Trump, what would you do? What would be the steps that you'd take?
Yeah, Kevin, it's not a switch you could flick, but the most important thing we can do, and so far Biden's unwilling to do it, is to allow the oil companies to make capital expenditures to explore, find more oil, drill it out of the ground, refine it, and get it to consumers. Now, oil companies usually spend hundreds of billions, a couple hundred billion dollars a year in capital expenditures. The last couple years, it's way off, and that's because banks won't lend them money, and it's a result of activists making the banks starve the oil companies rather than anything to do with the free market or the laws of supply and demand.
If folks want to know more about what you're up to at the National Legal and Policy Center, how do they find you?
They can go to our website, www.nlpc.org. That's Nancy Larry Charlie Peter .org.
And they can find you there and find out all the good stuff you're doing. Peter, thank you so much for taking some time out of a busy schedule. And I know we'll talk again soon. Thank you so much, my friend.
Great to speak with you, Kevin.
There you go. Peter Flaherty, the chairman of the National Legal and Policy Center. And as he says, you can't just flip the switch. You can't do that. We're going to have high gas prices for a long time to come. And the fact that, you know, the Biden administration is, you know, breaking its arm, putting the, you know, patting itself on the back. It just stinks to high heaven is what it does. Stay where you are. More to do. We're talking about all kinds of stuff. In fact, one of the things that we're going to be getting into in our next segment is the president who tested positive for COVID. He is fully vaccinated, twice boosted, and he got it the same way Fauci got it. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Teenagers of the 1960s. It's summer in the 60s at the showroom at South Point. A vintage concert featuring the Buckingham's original lead singer Dennis Tufano, the Happening's original lead singer Bobby Miranda, and TBS TV star Chris Ruggiero. July 22nd to the 24th. Tickets at the showroom online at southpointcasino.com or by phone 702-797-8055. Summer in the 60s at the South Point.
I'll bet you're a lot like me. See if this sounds familiar. Have you had trouble hearing in crowded places like bars and restaurants? Has this hearing loss caused you to drop out of conversations? Well, trust me, I know exactly what you're talking about. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting next to me. Not across a crowded room, but sitting right next to me. It became embarrassing. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear, but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you. Happy with our schools? Think they're doing a great job teaching kids and listening to parents? Probably not. It's time to shake things up. The Community Schools Initiative will allow cities to leave the county school district and create their own, ending the education monopoly. Parents will finally have options and a voice in their child's education. Help make it happen at SaveNevadaSchools.com. Schedule an appointment to sign the petition in your own home. They'll come to you. Together, we can take our schools back. Join the fight at SaveNevadaSchools.com.
Chronic pain is real and a serious health issue. For those suffering, we want you to know there are options beyond opioids. These painkillers can serve a medical purpose, but not without risk. Taking controlled substances for the treatment of pain may result in becoming physically dependent on them. And even though these medications can be effective in providing pain relief, they do not address the underlying cause of the pain. The good news is, you do not have to suffer from chronic pain. There are dozens of alternatives to opioid painkillers, from non-addictive medicines to physical therapies to nutrition and many more. Ask your doctor about non-opioid options and take control of your pain management today with alternative treatments. We encourage you to find ways to safely manage your pain and take charge of your own health. Pain isn't a choice, but how you treat it could be.
Visit cssnv.org to learn more. This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community and we are there for our nation.